Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, May 12, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Gas shortages strike the East Coast. Donald Trump blames chaos in the Middle East on Joe Biden. Mayor de Blasio begs tourists to come to New York City, even as crime spikes. Cases of COVID drop big across the USA. Half of all remote workers admit drinking booze on the job. Also ahead, yes, it is a crisis, addiction in America. But first, drivers in the East finding it hard to fill up because of that hack on an oil pipeline. Gas shortages now reported from Florida to Virginia, and the price of a gallon of gasoline has jumped 10 cents after that hack. It's about $3 a gallon now. Emergency shipments of energy are en route, says the White House. Donald Trump blaming his successor, Joe Biden, of course, for violence in the Middle East. 700 rockets rained down on Israel this week after clashes between police and Palestinians in Jerusalem. Said Mr. Trump, quote, under Biden, the world is getting more violent because Biden's weakness and lack of support for Israel is leading to new attacks, unquote. New York City Mayor de Blasio asking tourists to return to the Big Apple despite the drop in COVID. Visitors are reluctant to stay in New York City because of all the violence in places like Times Square. A four-year-old girl last weekend shot in Midtown Manhattan while shopping for toys as crime is out of control in New York City. Thank you, Mayor de Blasio. The number of new COVID infections falling to the lowest level since last summer. 38,000 Americans diagnosed with the disease on Tuesday of this week, down 63% from January. Roughly 40% of the total population is fully vaccinated, and 6 in 10 have received at least one injection. New survey from OnePoll says about half of employees working from home imbibe alcohol while on the clock. More than 4 in 10 Americans admit they've consumed booze while working at home. Sales of spirits up 60% across the USA since the pandemic began. In a moment, what is the truth about drinking and drugging? Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Booze and dope in America. We tolerate it. Some of us celebrate it. It is a huge problem. Now, all of the statistics I am about to give you come from the National Institutes of Health and the Centers for Disease Control. Close to 1 million people have died in the USA from drug overdoses since 1999. 70,000 Americans last year alone died from drugs. 1 in 5 children grow up with a parent who has a substance abuse problem. 80% of child abuse cases involve alcohol or drug use. 80%. Children are 3 times more likely to be neglected, physically abused when their parents are intoxicated. The divorce rate among addicted parents is 3 times the national average. The U.S. Department of Labor reports 65% of all on-the-job accidents, drug and alcohol related. Economists say alcohol abuse in the USA causes $250 billion in lost productivity. Half of all unemployed men in America are addicted to opioids. Half. Approximately 260 million prescriptions for opioids are written every year, enough to give every single adult in this country their own bottle of pills. So, we have a problem. Violent crime, driven by drug gangs. Some of you may know I'm on the media circuit promoting my book, Killing the Mob. Well, in that exposition, organized crime controls the narcotics industry. However, they don't see the dope anymore. They franchise it out to gangs, local gangs, who then shoot up cities. How about homeless people? About 70% of them are drug involved, and they don't want to stop, many of them. In America, politicians have few solutions, and the press often looks away or even encourages inebriation. How many movies have you seen where it's just a blast to get stoned or drunk? In places like Singapore, there is no drug problem. Why? Because in Singapore, the authorities will punish both drug dealers and drug addicts. But short of that, addiction goes unchecked in all of the other countries of the world, not just America. Drug companies also make billions by turning out opioids, which are easy to get from corrupt doctors. Again, where is the media on this? Where is the reporting? Where is the outrage? We have a problem with addiction in America. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. Latest polls show 25% of Americans are refusing to travel this summer because they're not vaxxed. Instead, these folks will enjoy the warm weather in their backyards, parks, local beaches. They'll stay around. But beware, there could be deadly predators hiding near your house. Not human predators, animals and insects. The USA is home to some of the deadliest snakes on the planet. The most dangerous species here, diamondback rattlesnakes, found throughout the southern USA. If you are bitten and untreated, you could die. In fact, there's a 30% chance you will. At least 37,000 Americans are bitten by poisonous snakes every year. Next up, ticks. Tiny critters are responsible for 45,000 cases of Lyme disease last year. And experts say folks should do a body check every time you go for a hike in the woods or hit the bike trail. That's because ticks have been known to drop on their victims from tree branches. Now, most folks encounter the next deadly instinct on a daily basis, bees. More than 60 Americans die each year from stings, wasps, yellow jackets, hornets. Millions are stung throughout the summer months. They don't die, but it hurts. Now, those bugs are attracted to sugar, so keep the snacks undercover if you are allergic to bees. I don't like bees or wasps. If you're heading to the beach, yeah, sharks, but not a big problem. 40 people attacked each year in the USA. Hundreds of millions go in the water. Most of the shark attacks in Florida and California. But the planet's deadliest creature for human beings is much smaller, something most of us will deal with dozens of times this upcoming summer. Mosquitoes! Scientists say more than 1 million people a year die from diseases transmitted by the mosquito. That's another amazing stat. It's a good thing to have a healthy fear of snakes and sharks, of course, but you would be better off this summer with a full can of bug spray. Zap them. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.